Everybody, it's Angel. How are you? I hope you're awesome. Personally, that sounded weird when I said it. It felt weird. It didn't feel right. But it didn't. You say things and you're like, that doesn't feel like a word. Did I just say letters and sounds? And I didn't say letters. Did I make sounds that sound like a word but didn't? I don't know. But anyways. We're keeping that. We're just keeping that. Okay, so personally, I have this really like simple imagery of my fingers unbuttoning like the object of my desire shirt. So like, okay, it's really fucking hot guy. And then I know. I have this image of unbuttoning his shirt and just starting at the collar and working my way down. Just slowly revealing more and more of his chest to me. And it's just like this mental image. And I don't think I could ever get tired of that mental image. Like, as much as I like variety and I like so many different things sexually, like, for whatever reason, that mental image is just like, oh, yes. So it does something to me. But I know, like, my listeners, like, the people that want to hear fun, sexy things. They don't want to hear me saying that fantasy every time, or starting with that, or integrating that little bit every time. And I know that, like, personally, I get hung up on details because I'm totally on the side, because I've seen this kind of conversation going around lately, and I'm totally on the side where I am all for being faceless and whatever the person listening to me wants to envision me as, they can envision me. There are times that I talk about different features. I'm a brunette. I have very buxom. I think is I hate all terms referring. I've had boobs since like the fourth grade, so I've been that's like I'm the girl with boobs. Like that's how I've always been described. It's like that short girl with really huge boobs. So I don't know, but anyways. So I do occasionally describe myself a little bit here and there, but I try not to, and I kind of make a point not to, because I do want the listener to integrate their own image of what they want me to be. So that's what I was trying to say there. But I don't, on the other hand, I don't want to describe myself too much, but I also don't want to leave out so few details that they have nothing to go off of. I mean, imagine if someone's very tired and they're like, oh, I just want to listen to this. I just want to get lost in this fantasy. And they're very tired. They're drained emotionally, or their day's just been long and tiring, and they don't have anything left in them. And so they click on my audio to listen to me, and then they're like, nothing's triggering them visually, like mentally, like their visuals, because they're mental visuals, they're mental images. Nothing's getting triggered because I'm describing nothing, just sex. So I think it's really important, and I don't do it enough. I know I'm working on this myself, is to kind of create the setting. I don't want to get hung up on details, but I don't want to leave so few details that they just have nothing to go off of. So clothes is a really good way to fill in some details, like what you're wearing, what they're wearing. It also can help like really set the mood. So I don't know if anyone's ever done this, but they've had this really loving, sweet, tender audio, but the way it gets away from them, and so everyone else feels it's something else. And I don't know if that happens so much in audio. It's happened to me once or twice, but I'm sure it happens with people who write scripts, because I've written short stories in the past, and people are like, "Whoa, that was da da da," and I'm like, "No, that's not how I meant it to be." And so that can really set the mood and get a listener to follow where you're wanting to lead them. So, for example, that felt way more like adult than I meant it to. Adult, professional? I don't know. Anyways, if I want an evening to be tender and and slow and just romantic lovemaking. I'm not going to greet my lover at the door in a leather corset and matching black leather spanking skirt. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to greet him in a soft pink sheer little baby doll nightie with my long hair in soft loose curls that are just like begging for his fingers to run through. So right there, I didn't really describe a whole bunch about myself, but I mean, okay, yeah, some people are still going to want to do the really rough, hard things to me and the pink, cute little thing, but at least I'm setting the tone of what I want. You can do a lot with clothes. You can compliment what they have on, because if you're making an audio for a specific sex, there's certain things that people are always going to be wearing regardless of their personality. You know, guys are going to have a shirt on. They're going to have pants with a zipper on. Things like that. And just like ladies. Some ladies don't. Ladies. I refer to myself as a girl so much, but I need to get away from that. So I'm like, I'm okay with being a lady. I'll do that. Anyways, you're getting so many of my personal hangouts in this audio. I'm just trying to hope. Same with ladies. We have, things that, I mean, the majority of women are going to be wearing a bra. The majority of women, you know, wear some kind of jewelry, wear some kind of lipstick, possibly have sunglasses, you know, things like that. So, you can really bring them into the fantasy in this subtle way, by, you know, unlacing their running shoes. Like if you want sweaty, hot sex, you can do things like that. Especially if you're making an audio for a woman. I mean, not that men don't love that too, but a woman, like, we want to be swept up. We want to be taken care of. And so if you're going to do something like that, getting us in the mood by doing things that are tender and sweet and caring are going to get us in your side to just want more from you and want to give you more sexually. So that will, those are turn-ons. Definitely. Or just like taking our hair down and brushing it after a long day of work. I don't know like how many people have ever had a high ponytail or had their hair up in one of those really stylish braids or buns. After a long day, like your scalp is just begging for a massage. So those are other like things you can do too, just to kind of bring your listener more into the story. So clothes are just a really simple detail that can add a lot to your audio from time length, because I know I like to vary my audio, so sometimes I do a really quick couple minute one. Other times I like to do, I personally like the 12 to 15 minute audios. Those are just a really natural length audio for me. That's about how long it takes me to really have a really good orgasm, really work up to it and all of that just by myself. But I also like to do way longer ones. So if you're in the mood and you really are out there to do, you're like, I'm going to do a 30 minute audio, I'm going to do a 45 minute audio, or I'm going to do a 15 minute audio, whatever that might be, it adds length, and it can also just add tone to it and help you pull the listener into where you're leading them and helping that fantasy really come alive in their mind's eye. So those are some of my thoughts. I wanted to share with you some of those, and help you, just set a better tone or how to integrate, more detail without, taking away the listener's free will, I guess. Everyone's different. Some people are really offended by the thought of a listener, someone clicking on their audio and imagining someone else while they're listening to them. And that's totally fine. You're making your audio for you, and that's, you have a right to feel however you want to feel. But anyone that prefers, just like hit my folder with all my notes, it just went, just ignore that noise. But anyone who does feel like they don't care what the person is imagining, what you look like, then those are ways to kind of help them, give them details, but not. So hopefully that was helpful, and then I kind of rambled through. I'm sorry I didn't stay so very focused. I don't know that I ever really do in these, But hopefully this was helpful as well. So something to think about, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye.